This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Annie Fry Show is sponsored by The Loading Dock, with a unique and beautiful ice skating rink to enjoy this time of year. Go to GraftonLoadingDock.com.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Happy Friday. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're glad you're here. A reminder, we're going to do an Ask Me Anything segment in the 2 o'clock hour. Hannah is waiting for your questions for me or for the whole crew or for Wiggins or Hannah or Brad. Whomever you want to ask questions from, Trisha will be in here too. Just go on to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. We're also on Twitch. And you can watch the show on Twitter, Getter, and Rumble. We're everywhere, and you can listen on the radio, that old-fashioned way. But if you want to ask your questions, get them in there, and Hannah will flag them and bring them into the room, and we'll get you some of those answers that you've been looking for. Our Friday guest, our Friday friend, let's get to Kevin Wheeler.
Hey, Annie!
Let's talk a little business of baseball here.
This is a simple game. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball.
There's no crying in baseball!
Cardinals, Blues, and more with sports reporter Kevin Wheeler.
Happy Friday, Kevin. Welcome back. Good to have you here.
Glad to do it. What's going on?
So I feel like the sports world in St. Louis seems to be having a little bit of a lull. The Blues seem to be playing pretty well. But I want to ask you first about playoff football, the NFL, which goes against my better judgment. Uh-huh. But let's get it out of the way. As the playoffs are upon us right now, the Rams beat the they won their game, and they continue to march into the postseason, and there's some interesting stories around the playoffs. What's your focus when you watch the NFL right now? Anything stick out to you?
So, I mean, like, first of all, the last week, the big story was a lot of blowouts, right? The games weren't very competitive, and, you know, that was a bit of a problem, I think, for a lot of people. But, I mean, look, playoff matchups like that can be random. I mean, we went through in the 90s about 10 years where the Super Bowls were all blowouts and the NFC was just destroying the AFC. So, I mean, like, I think people get a little too worked up out of that. But this week, I mean, to me, the easy story this week, Annie, is the matchups are amazing. Like, every game looks like it's an amazing game. And last I checked, which was last night, the largest point spread in these games was about 6 points, and that was Green Bay being favored. So every game is projected to be close. They're all of the top teams, the top quarterbacks, and I know from my perspective, the one story that I want to see play out is see the Rams lose.
Yeah, same. I'm looking forward to having you back here to tell us that they've lost, and we could just maybe mull over that for a little bit. You know, I saw one of these, a tweet that you put out, and I think it's an interesting point to talk about, which is the NFL has been super politicized over the last, I don't even know how many years, 8 years, 10 years, I don't know. But people talk about all the time about how the ratings have crashed and they're a disaster. But I don't know that that's actually the case, according to the 2021 viewership right now. I'm wondering if the increase in viewership for the NFL does parallel to, I don't really see a ton of politics right now surrounding the NFL on the field as much, even in the midst of the vaccine concerns that we've seen between players and teams so far.
Yeah, that's definitely for sure. I mean, there hasn't been as much of an emphasis on it as far as, you know, like nobody's kneeling for the anthem, or if they are, it's just not being discussed the way that it was, and it's certainly not in the numbers that people were doing it before. I think the problem with it, Annie, is, you know, people make grand proclamations when they're angry, and then when they calm down, they're like, yeah, but I still like football, because I hate the league, right? I mean, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
I hate everything about how the league is run. I hate how they treated St. Louis, all of that. But in the end, I like the games. I mean, you know, and people tend to not want to take away something from themselves that they like just because someone else is a jerk or because you disagree with someone. But I'd also point out that, you know, the last two times we've had a presidential election year, primetime ratings have gone down in the NFL, and that's been the difference. If you go back to last year, the Sunday ratings were fine. They were not a problem in 2020. It was the Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday night. It was the nighttime games, the primetime games. And I think the belief is that people who are not diehard football fans but casual football fans were probably watching more about the presidential elections. Because these are, I think you might agree with this. I don't do much politics, but these were two of the wildest and most controversial presidential elections in our lifetimes, for sure. So a lot of people that normally wouldn't follow that were following it, and some of those people were tuning into football. And now that that's not a thing, people are back to their old habits.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, too, that, you know, what we've seen in politics lately has been made for TV. I mean, in some cases, most literally. And it does conflict with those things. I for one, you know, I'm still very, very jaded, as you are. I just haven't gotten over it as maturely as you have about the NFL. But I am all for a football company giving me football. I really don't go to football to get anything other than football. Same thing for baseball. Same thing for a movie and entertainment. Like, I don't need your extra dish of your worldview. Just entertain me. And I don't know if that's too much to ask, but it seems as though, according to the numbers and the ratings, that NFL fans are being entertained and they're showing up.
Yeah, and look, I'm sure the leagues would prefer it that way, right? I mean, I'm sure, you know, the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, I'm sure all of them would prefer that the conversation is all about what their business is and not about vaccines or politics or any other stuff. But obviously, you know, the athletes are like the rest of us. I mean, they're humans. And I know a lot of people that don't work in politics that have political opinions. And I think it's always an interesting take, because I don't do any politics on social media or anything like that. But, you know, if I ever step outside of the sports world, maybe it's movies or something not so consequential, people are always like, stay in your lane. I'm like, well, you know, you're an accountant. Don't tell me anything about numbers. You know, I mean, like, it's okay for athletes to have those opinions.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, you know, you also know that when you take those stances, people are going to disagree. So you got to be willing to deal with that, too.
Yep, the fallout, the consequence, and if it's worth it to you to make that statement, and it's, you know, if you know that you're putting your image on the line or potentially your job on the line, and it's still worth it to you, then, you know, go on with it for sure. I have a comment here from Chris on Facebook that says, I'm so happy hockey has been staying, for the most part, out of politics. I certainly can get that sense as well. The Blues have been fun to watch this year. When do the playoffs officially start? I'm not as familiar with the season. Isn't it like April, or is it earlier than that? Or is it like October?
Yeah, about when the regular season ends.
The
season
goes on forever. It's a long season.
It feels like it, but it's like every other season. They're all like 6 months.
Okay.
They all feel like they drag, though, because the difference in the NBA and the NHL is the playoffs go on forever. Right?
Yeah.
That's what makes it feel like it drags out, right? Those playoffs are 2+ months. You know, where like baseball, it's a month. Football, it's, you know, a month and a half, essentially, you know, as you get to the Super Bowl. So I think that has that combined effect with the NHL and the NBA, is that it feels like it goes on longer because the playoffs are so long.
Well, the last time we talked, you mentioned that you feel like the team that we have here playing on the ice right now is maybe even stacked deeper than the Stanley Cup championship team. Will you still hold to that assessment a week later?
Yeah, I think they are. I think they're at least up front, right? They don't match the defensive capabilities that the Stanley Cup team had. I mean, that top pairing with Bomeister and Pietrangelo was as good as any defensive pairing that was in the league at the time. Again, speaking of their defensive capability, I know that Petro was always a great offensive player too, but, you know, Bomeister not so much, at least not during his time here. But they don't have that. I mean, like, that to me is the biggest gap right now between the Cup team and this team. But I think this team has a lot more dynamic offense. I think they have a lot more depth up front. And if they can somehow, either via trade or just via internal candidates, continuing to improve as the season goes along, I think they have the capability of that kind of big run. You know, it's hard to predict those things, right? Because I think we've seen better Blues teams than the 2019 team that didn't win, right? I mean, we flash back to the Brett Hull years, and you had Pronger and McInnes and Hull and Gretzky. I mean, like, you had this amazing roster, and they didn't win. Those teams were better than the 2019 team, but the 2019 team got hot at the right time and made the run. So that's kind of where I think this team is. I think they're perfectly capable of making a deep run. It's just a matter of, you know, how is Binnington going at that time? What gets sorted out on defense, and how do they kind of stable? I mean, they're not unstable. I mean, you know, the defense is fine. It's just not as locked down as it was for the 2019 team. So as long as they can make a few improvements there and then keep it, you know, keep their big dogs relatively healthy when we get to the spring, I don't see why they're not capable.
So I want to ask you a little bit about baseball here before we have to let you go. I've seen Paul DeJong's name popping up in stories that Google thinks that I need to read regarding the Cardinals, because they know I'm interested in the Cardinals. I'd imagine that there are some question marks that in a normal offseason may have been resolved at this point in time, but with the lockout, it's business is not really taking place at this point in time. But what are the big question marks personnel-wise for the St. Louis Cardinals in this offseason that you expect to have answers for maybe before the first pitch is thrown?
Yeah, they don't have many big holes. I mean, you look at the team, there are definitely questions, but you don't have any gaping holes. I mean, the biggest question as far as the everyday players are concerned is at shortstop, and that's why you're seeing Paul DeJong. And my good friend Derek Gould had a really good piece talking to DeJong about the things he's been doing this offseason to try to get back to where he was, let's say, you know, 2018 and before. Because he struggled for a couple years and was admittedly lost last year. And, you know, we hear those kind of stories every winter. Sometimes they pan out and sometimes they don't. But I thought it was really interesting the kind of stuff that DeJong was talking about and working with a hitting guru. You can, and keep in mind, I think people should know this because I know what's going to happen immediately when I say that Paul DeJong is working with an outside hitting coach. They'd be like, oh, great, fire Jeff Albert. And the truth is that no player can work with any team staffer right now because of the lockout. So if you're doing anything, you're doing it on your own or with a coach from outside. But it's not uncommon for people to use, like, independent hitting or pitching coaches. They do it all the time. I mean, this hitting coach that DeJong has been working with worked with J.D. Martinez, since that time has turned into a monster. He's worked with a couple of different guys. Willie Adames of the Brewers, who exploded last year and had his best offensive season. So he's a guy that has a good reputation. And the stuff that they're doing sounds like it's just simplifying the world for DeJong. He's a smart guy, and he tends to overthink things when things aren't going well, and then you get in a loop where you can't get out of it. But that's the number one question, is what happens at short? Does DeJong take the job, or does Edmundo Sosa continue to play well and take some time there, maybe even win the job in spring training? I think we have a question about whether or not they're going to add another reliever. I think they will before anybody reports. I think they'll add a free agent reliever of some significance. I don't think it's going to be a big-name closer, but of somebody that's got a track record of success. And then after that, it's, okay, what do we have a DH? And if we do, Are we signing one, or are we giving an opportunity to a young guy? I think those are probably your biggest questions coming into, well, for when the lockout ends, right, going into spring training.
Yeah, well, Valentine's Day is coming up, and St. Louis's love affair with Albert Pujols still exists, so maybe they'll get everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen to the way you said, yeah. You just said that it was very conciliatory, Kevin Wheeler. Yeah.
Yeah, I try to be nice.
You're being nice. And
look, I would love it. You know, I would love the storyline. I mean, it would be pretty fantastic because you know there'd be a couple moments where something awesome happened, right?
And those moments would be enough for most Cardinals fans, wouldn't they?
Yes, but then they'd be complaining that the team's not scoring enough runs, and you can't have both.
Yeah, you can.
That's
what we do. we care deeply and passionately, and we have our love affairs with baseball, and they're not always the most sensible business decisions. But that's not our problem. We just get to share our opinions in social media for people like you to try to put sense to. And
it's part of the fun, right?
It gives you a whole job. It's why you're there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie, man. I mean, I get paid a lot of money to do that.
That's fantastic. Well, Kevin, we always appreciate having you here. And real quick, do you have a prediction of how long this lockout's going to go? You think there's an end in sight right now or not quite yet?
I've always said, so I'm not going to change now, I've always said that I think opening day will happen as scheduled. Could definitely be wrong about that, but that's how I'm going to stick with it for now. So I think they get things done in time for the regular season to start.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll hold you to that because I will it into existence along with Albert Pujols as our DH. Kevin, good to talk to you. We'll be checking you out on Sports Open Line over there in KMOX.
All right, we'll see
you. Talk to you later. Kevin Wheeler, KMOX Sports Reporter on Twitter at KevinWheeler94. Go follow him there. He's got a very active and good read on Twitter. To quick break, when we come back, Ryan Wiggins is going to come back in studio here. He's wrapping up some stuff that he had to do elsewhere. The amount of planning and effort that goes into Wiggins America on Saturdays from 6 to 8 a.m. Pristine work.
Next level.
Effortless.
Amazing.
He's eating lunch.
Yeah.
please join us on the live chat. We would love to have you there. The Annie Fry YouTube channel, Annie Fry Show Facebook page. Tell us your Ask Me Anything questions for me or for the studio, and we will feature them in the 2 o'clock hour. More Annie Fry Show in just a minute. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dr. Johnson Orthodontics. This is where I'm taking my kiddos here soon to get their assessment to make sure that their teeth are going to be beautiful, straight teeth. My son is 12, and he's likely a candidate for braces. My daughter is 9. I'm going to take her in for an assessment to see if now is the time or if we want to wait a little bit. But it's not, in my mind, braces are kind of a kid thing. And I remember braces coming on the scene when I was in school and kids were starting to get braces. But it wasn't really something that grownups did. Folks, if you want to feel more confident with your smile, if you have gotten into the habit of when you smile, you keep your mouth closed because you're not comfortable with the alignment of your teeth, you can fix this. And grown-ups everywhere are fixing it. Your smile should shine brightly. And Hensher Johnson Orthodontics, this is the place to go. They are going to make you feel so comfortable. They are going to help you get your teeth aligned. And you will be so overwhelmed with the confidence you have when you realize you can smile as big as you want and have the confidence to smile as big as you want. I have family who has gone to Hensher Johnson Orthodontics, and I'm going to be taking my kiddos there as well to get their assessment. This is the place to go, folks. They're in Columbia, Illinois, and Waterloo, and they are trustworthy folks, worth the drive. You can call them at 618-400-0900, 618-400-0900, or visit them online at hensherjohnsonortho.com.
What would you give for a child you loved to make their wish come true, to help them fight a critical illness? Just imagine what you'd do. You see, wishes are so powerful, and you can make them real. They can give a child back their childhood, even change the way they feel. Every single one of us can make the stars align, because when we come together, hope and joy will shine. Wishes need stars like you. Visit Make-A-Wish at wish.org.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
New school, new job, new home. Change is hard and can leave you feeling isolated. And divorce delivers one of life's hardest blows. The relationships you counted on are suddenly gone. But you don't have to walk through this alone. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has guided men through the challenges of divorce. You're not alone. Call Cordell & Cordell.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements. 600 Kelwood Parkway, Suite 310, Chesterfield, Missouri, 63017. CordellCordell.com.
Keep your vehicle running smoothly with Menard's huge selection of automotive products. Quaker State Ultimate Durability Full Synthetic Motor Oil helps improve fuel economy while protecting against engine wear with superior performance at high and low temperatures. No other leading synthetic motor oil provides better protection from friction-related wear. Grab a quart for only $3.49 after sale price and $2 rebate. Good through January 23rd, right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
If your business has accounting problems, you probably have tax problems. Hi, this is Lance Drury with the Lance Drury Law Firm in St. Louis. Running a small business is tough, and it's no surprise that companies that don't keep good books often run into tax issues. If you don't fix your accounting problems, you could be doomed to land in the same tax pitfalls every year. Call the Lance Drury Law Firm today. I can help you get out of tax trouble and stay out. If your small business doesn't have a CPA or accountant, I can help you find one. And if you already have one, I work closely with them to resolve your tax problems quickly. Make no mistake, if the numbers don't add up, the IRS will catch it. Fix your accounting and tax problems before they snowball with help from the Lance Drury Law Firm. Remember, if you have IRS issues, you have legal issues. Call attorney Lance Drury, 314-260-6120, or go to Lance, D-R-U-R-Y, law.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Wish that I was on a rocky top down in the Tennessee hills.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Find the podcast, on-demand audio, and more at 971talk.com/Annie.
Fry Show. That's a gem of a song. Do you know that song, Brad?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
It's country.
Yeah.
It's Conway Twitty.
Yes.
That's Conway Twitty country.
It's Conway. Yep.
He
was the coach from The Waterboy.
Oh. You pointed. He was the coach from, and then you pointed over your shoulder, and I was like, no, that's not who Conway Twitty is. But then you said The Waterboy, and I didn't know that The Waterboy was over your shoulder.
I wish Conway Twitty was behind you.
Yeah, no kidding. Wouldn't that be sweet?
He wasn't the coach. I'm thinking of somebody else. But yeah, I know who Conway Twitty is.
Do you guys, are you Meatloaf fans, Anna? Are you a Meatloaf fan?
No.
You're giving me a very Gen Z response there. Like, I don't know. I like Meatloaf. It's delicious.
Well, honestly, when that comment came through, I thought food. And then I was like, wait, I've heard a lot about Meatloaf today. Okay.
Do you know who Meatloaf is?
No.
Okay, fair. Are you a Meatloaf fan?
Yeah. I mean, not like all of them, but just kind of like the famous songs I really like.
So Paradise by the Dashboard Lights is the one that I know for sure. What's the other one?
Two Out of Three Ain't Bad.
Okay. Bad Out of Hell? Is that
one? That's an album. It probably was a song on the album.
That's the name of the album?
Yeah.
Because in my mind, I had Bat on the Run, and I thought, that doesn't make sense.
That's Band on the Run.
That's a different thing. Bats don't run, but it'd be funny if they did. But everyone's talking about how that's like such an amazing album, and I believe it, but I have no Meatloaf. No. What about Louis Anderson? Did you see he died too?
Mm-hmm. The comedian.
See,
when I saw his picture today, I've recognized him before. I can't remember any of his skits right off the top of my head, but I remember seeing his face before versus Meatloaf. I do not.
That was new. Dan on YouTube said Bat Out of Hell is one of the best all around albums ever. And I've heard that sentiment from quite a few people. So it's definitely like this to me is a generational thing.
Yeah.
So it's just not as much in my wheelhouse. But Louis Anderson, a funny Louis Anderson story in my life. I went to Los Angeles. My aunt used to live in Brentwood, which is right outside of Los Angeles. She lived like around the...
I was like, here, Brentwood?
No. Like California, Brentwood. And she lived like right around the corner from the O.J. Simpson house. Like the house.
What?
And...
Did you see Kris Jenner there?
Probably. I don't know. I should ask her.
That's definitely a Gen Z thing.
So, yeah. What's interesting that... Yeah, you do know the connection. But... When I went out to visit her a couple times in high school, and she showed me around LA. It was so cool. And one of the things we did was to go watch a taping of Family Feud. And
that's awesome.
Louis Anderson was the host of Family Feud when I went to see him there. And that's my exposure to Louis Anderson. Wasn't he the voice of a comic? Wasn't he like
I know he had a cartoon. But I
was
feel
it
like
his cartoon?
There was a cartoon of him, like when it was like Little Louie or something like that. But I think you're thinking of something else because that's sort of ringing a bell, but I can't come up with it off the top of my head.
How was watching the filming of Family Feud?
It was pretty funny. Now that you're kind of in, I guess some people would refer to this as show business.
Mm-hmm.
It's show business. So you get to see what goes on behind the scenes of a radio show.
Right.
So in the context of what people hear from noon to three over the radio, you get to see all the other things and the scrambling that goes on to put something like this together. To see almost literally behind the curtain for a television production like that. First of all, those studios are frigidly cold. They are so cold. I don't even know if it would necessarily be that way still because they make it so cold because the lights that they use are so hot. And if you're using all LED lights now, that might not be the same way. But they keep the studio super cold so that the lights don't overpower. Because the people who are behind the lights, all that heat is pouring off.
Right.
So you need to make sure that they're not like sweating their caked up makeup off.
Right.
But they have a warm-up guy who comes out before Louis Anderson or whoever the host is, Steve Harvey. Mm-hmm. They have a warm-up guy, and the warm-up guy comes out and does basically a comedy sketch for the crowd to, like, kind of get you in the mood.
Is there a sign that says, like, laugh?
They tell you to applaud. Not necessarily to laugh, but there's definitely encouragement and direction as to how they want the audience to react. But the audience is a part of the show.
Right.
So if you hear... do either of you watch Steve Harvey on Family Feud?
Yes, I do.
He's okay, so funny.
Yes.
I was going to ask you if you thought Louis did a better job.
No. Steve Harvey is very funny.
Yeah.
Facially.
I think he makes the show now. Like,
yes.
I think it's still popular because of Steve Harvey.
You're
doing
basically
it.
Watching Steve Harvey, like a comedy sketch by Steve Harvey, and Family Feud is just the mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
So the other thing was, the way that they would film these things and then to see how everything unfolds and then if you see the product later, how much it's been edited and condensed so it can fit like a 22-minute episode or something like that. It's pretty...
That's crazy.
Have you ever seen a live taping of anything?
No, I've never been a part of that.
Have you, Anna?
No, I've always wanted to, though.
It's definitely interesting.
Would you ever go on a game show?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Which one would you want to go on?
Panic. See, I'm really good at those things on my couch.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
But if you add in the stress of being on television in front of people.
The lights.
Yes, the lights, the cameras. I don't know that I'm going to a trivia night tonight. And even something like that, like I have a lot of knowledge and information in my head, but I go to a trivia night and I feel like the dumbest person in the room because I don't know those types of things. Well, I mean, you get to see a part of that here on the show, too.
Yeah.
When it comes to trivia or pop culture or something, it's like, nope, don't know that. I bet you're good at trivia, Brad.
I feel like you'd be good.
We do trivia. We used to do it once a year, a trivia fundraiser at our church. Mm-hmm. And our team won almost every year except for the last year that we had it. And we got second place and we missed out by 1 point. But
so he remembers all the details. So you do trivia.
I do trivia.
And I'm sure you take it seriously.
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
Internally.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
You might.
If you remember that you lost by 1 point, you'd probably take it seriously.
It was a cool 43 degrees outside.
It's not so much like
the sun set at 5:56.
I had a good team.
Like now he's defending.
Now he's going through the roster.
Place, and I'm shocked that we lost to who we lost to.
Yeah.
Of course, if they're listening, they know
Susie
who they
again.
Are.
Yeah, no kidding.
It wasn't
Steve
Susie.
On our team, he really dragged us down. He won't be back next time. We'll get first place. That 1 point, you can tag it on him. Do you like trivia, Hannah?
I do, yes.
Are you good at it?
Kind of. I feel like I'm good at like really random things. Like mm-hmm. if I look at a topic and I'm like, oh, I think I know music, I probably like won't be good at it under mm-hmm. pressure, but then it'll be some random question about food from the 80s and I'll get it right.
But
I'm
that's
like,
perfect
okay,
for
right.
trivia.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you need for a trivia team. People who know random stuff.
Well, if you want to submit a question, you've got some questions coming in, right? On the live chat?
Not a lot. We need more.
So we're doing an Ask Me Anything at 2:00 today. So in about 30 minutes from right now, we're going to do an Ask Me Anything. Is the Hannah Cam going out there?
It is not.
Hannah.
I should get it going.
Hannah Cam.
I want to eat that ice cream that we
did. Ryan get that out?
I haven't. I keep asking about it. He's like, I need to eat lunch first. I'm like, I know you want the ice
thing.
Cream.
He's in there right now, and he's recording something for Wiggins America, and he's recording. And now we're talking about him. And while we were talking about him, everybody look at him and wave. We're gonna screw up his recording, and he's gonna redo it. Hey! He just threw his hands up in the air and walked away. Oh, Friday. Thank you for being here. We would love to answer your question. So if you want to be a part of that, Hannah's going to be on the live chat, putting aside all of the Ask Me Anything questions. And Hannah, make your plea. Tell people to come.
Hashtag AMA on the live stream. Ask us anything. You can ask Annie directly. You can ask the crew as a whole. Ask us anything.
Okay. Sounds good. Make that comment and you'll start. All right, Hannah. Thanks for coming in here. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
So we're going to also have in the 2:00 hour, is D to the C coming back in?
Yes.
So we've had a little back and forth between Wiggins, who is the imaging guy for our station, and that's shop talk for if you hear promotional commercials in between our segments that say, you know, that maybe this is something that was discussed on the Annie Fry show or this is something that's coming up in the future. Ryan puts those together for our station. Well, D puts those together for the urban stations, our sister stations at 104.1 and 96.3. And so they've been going back and forth, kind of throwing down with one another. And we will play for you in the, I guess, the 2:00 hour, Ryan's last response to D, which was, I admit, he can't hear me right now because he's recording in there. Really, really, really funny.
It was really good.
It was really funny. And he's like, you can't listen to that before we go on air with it. So I heard it live on the air and it was hilarious. D has a response to that. So we'll play both of those. So if you heard Ryan's last week and thought it was funny, we're going to have that in the 2:00 hour. So we want to make sure you stick around for that. And we'll have some fun then. So stick around. We're going to be taking a break here right now. But when we come back, I'm going to get to some of the stories that we missed earlier this week. And we'll clean up some of unfinished business. So more Annie Fry show in a minute. Your Ask Me Anything questions on the live chat right now. We're going to see if we can get Hannah to set up the Hannah cam out there. And we'll have the whole crew in the 2:00 hour. More Annie Fry show in just a minute. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ryan Wiggins is doing to this song, but it wouldn't do it justice. What are you doing? You look like a broken toy. You look like a toy with
You just named that dance.
The broken toy?
That's the broken toy.
It looks like the bottom half was doing what it was supposed to, but the top just didn't have enough battery juice. Get some double A's. It ain't working quite right.
I'm just excited because we're eating some ice cream, so... Ice cream makes me do that.
Do you remember the song?
No.
No?
Well, I remember you playing it, but I don't remember what it's from.
Do you know the song? What the hook gonna be? Gone be.
What the hook gonna be?
Gone be. I don't need
Is that the hook? Or are you saying what is
hook
the hook?
On this beat? All I need is the track in the background.
Do they ever say anything in the song, or is it just instrumental?
No, I get instrumentals because it can't play the words
that
day.
Oh, it's a dirty song.
It's not a dirty song. It
sounds like
it's just an explicit at times song.
Sounds filthy.
What is the difference between dirty and explicit?
Content and words. Different.
Different content and different words?
Man,
I
gotta
don't
tell
consider
you.
Myself to be a dirty person, but sometimes I use inappropriate language.
Yesterday, you guys' argument about cheeseburger and burger,
hamburger.
I had multiple people say...
I had a lot of feedback on it.
Did you too?
Unfortunately. Uh-oh. I mean, they all agreed with me, but
No, they did not.
Oh, I'll read them. I got receipts, as they say.
Did they approach you and say, hey, you know what, Annie, I love that segment, and just so you know, we agreed with you, because they didn't want to make you mad? Or were they saying, no, Annie, I'm contacting you because I agree with you? What is on my forehead, by the way? Oh, it's a sticker.
Cheese is melted on the hamburger. That's the reason they call it a cheeseburger. You can't take it off. Joe on Facebook. Indicating, like I said, that a hamburger and a cheeseburger are different things.
I went through a whole host of foods to try to figure out another food that was like that, where you just change the name of the food because of
the topping.
Because of the topping. And the only one that I could come up with was pizza. You know, there's a cheese pizza. It's just cheese.
Yeah, but if
pizza.
You say you want a pizza, there isn't a default understanding. There's always a follow-up question.
Yeah.
I kind of understand what you're saying. But you're like, you don't go, hey, you want to go out and get some sausage pizza?
Unless it's a euphemism.
Gosh.
I also got comments about the brat conversation from yesterday, and I didn't appreciate those.
Does it take him long to turn the thing straight in the gutter?
Well, come on.
From Timothy on Facebook, it's like squares and rectangles. All cheeseburgers are hamburgers, but hamburgers aren't cheeseburgers. Again, the distinction.
Mm-hmm. But he's agreeing with me.
No, he's not.
He said,
you were saying you could call a cheeseburger a hamburger.
He said all cheeseburgers are hamburgers.
That's correct, but not
That's
all.
That's what I said.
But I know, but you say that you eat a hamburger with cheese on it and then make fun of people who default and call that cheeseburgers.
Who said I made fun of them?
It felt like it.
Wow. You read way into that.
No,
I told you at the end that I don't judge you for it. Call it what you want.
And I told you at the end that I don't care if you judge me for it. I don't need to know if you judge
Sounds
me for
like
it.
Sounds like you care.
No. Ryan, you jerk for bringing this up.
Well, I want to go eat.
This is what Ryan does. He comes back in the studio. He's like, how about those hamburgers and cheeseburgers? And then while we're fighting about it, he walks away and he's eating pie.
Eating pie.
That's actually happening right now.
Yeah, that's actually
the
idea.
You weren't even by your microphone.
Hey. No, I know. Well, hey, what do you guys think about The View?
You know who really reminds me of Ryan Wiggins? That Joy Behar.
I could see that.
He's cutting into Oreo pie from Annie's Frozen Custard in Edwardsville in Glen Carbon, and he has no cares in the world.
Oh.
Mac and cheese? Somebody just messaged mac and cheese. That's all they said.
Well,
no, touche.
No, hang on now.
I don't know what that means.
I'm weighing in on that because do you ever say macaroni? Do you ever just say, I'm going to have some macaroni? Yes, you do.
No.
Yeah, why not? You always say mac and cheese?
I don't eat macaroni in any other way.
That's my point. You only eat it with cheese, but you're still saying mac and cheese.
Because it's mac and cheese.
What?
I don't think you're making that point.
I don't understand.
Go back to your Oreo pie. You're delirious. What? He's so happy right now. He doesn't even know what he's saying. He can't even think straight.
Wait
a second. She went and got this pie. You said, yeah, go get the pie. You made Hannah go get the pie. You came over and you nicely cut a piece for yourself and walked away.
You said, let's eat it during the segment.
I'm saying ladies first, dude.
All right, here.
No,
I put my fingers in it.
I would also like to say that I was getting ready to cut the pie,
yeah,
and then Ryan walked over and like was like, okay, come on.
Yeah.
You weren't moving fast
enough. Get out of the way,
Hannah. It was really, really rude. Look at that big bite just shuffled into his mouth. All right. One bite. Most people know the rules. I said it that way so it's not copyrighted. Annie's Frozen Custard, Glen Carbon, Illinois, was part of our unboxing before the show. We unboxed an ice cream pie as well as some quarts from Annie's, among some other things that we're going to talk about in the 2 o'clock hour. Oreo ice cream pie from Annie's Frozen Custard. Ryan?
It's excellent. It's got an Oreo crust. It's got Oreo on top of it and the cookies and cream flavor in the vanilla ice cream.
It's delicious, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
All right. We'll get a review here also from Hannah in a moment. The point is that you can call it cookies and cream pie. It's hamburger is one thing and a cheeseburger is another.
So do you go up to this and you just go, oh, there's a pie?
I don't do that, but I could.
I don't even have a point.
I'm asking
questions with emphasis to
Cut
make it sound
part
like I do.
Says, I don't even have a point because I'm going to need that later. Because you say that like it's unusual. It's delicious, isn't it?
Yeah. Even with the mac and cheese comment, I didn't know what point I was trying to make.
I know.
I was just
there was
saying,
none.
Yeah, you're right. I was just trying to get you going so I could eat.
That's what I said. I explained that on the air to the people.
It kind of worked. And you guys did a great job last segment of messing me up while I was in the other room recording.
All right. Let me ask you about this. Did you hear this story or see this video? It's floating around social media where there is a reporter from West Virginia reporting in a weather incident. And this happens. This is crazy.
Three's Tori Yorke joins us now live in Dunbar. And Tori, they're not seeing any flakes but wet roads. And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
Oh, oh, oh my got hit by a car, but I'm okay. I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's the first for you on TV, Tori.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good. This is, you know what? It's,
one hit her again?
Okay, we're good, Tim.
What?
Did it hit her again at the end?
No.
No.
She's doing a live report in a car. The way I viewed it looked like a car lost control and just kind of coasted into her. I don't feel like a car like motored down purposely, but she's doing a stand up and the car comes from behind her. I saw some people say, like, why didn't the cameraman say anything? Most people who do these types of hits now, they're almost all what are referred to as backpack journalists. She set up her own camera. She's doing a report. It could just be her, which I question the safety of that in many capacities, but she gets mowed down, and I'm thinking of being that host. I almost feel like he stayed in character. I almost wanted to see some humanity from him.
Why? I thought she did too. She seemed like she should have said, "You know what? Hang on a second. I got hit by a car." But she was like, "Well, I'm live reporting.
Like, why
that
did
I
they
got hit?
Why did they stay with it?
I don't know.
For as long as they did.
Yeah. The guy goes, "Are you okay, Tori?
Yeah." Well, he
You're
says
right there.
He says to her, and I listen, folks. I understand that when something like this happens, I very personally understand that when something happens in the moment, in the live moment, and you have to like, if I stop talking, I can't stop talking. If something crazy happened right now, if Ryan like just passed out or whatever, I would have to get us to a break so that we could assess the situation. I just can't stop what I'm doing. I have to get us quickly into a place where we can take care of Ryan and whatever he would need. I don't understand why he didn't automatically go, you know what? We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back in just a minute. We're going to make sure that what's her name, Tori or whatever, is okay. He goes, oh, well, that must be a first for you on live television. That's what he says.
Yeah.
And then she goes, well, actually, this happened to me in college. She says this because he said this is a first for you in live television. I mean, like, how many people have been hit by a car just casually, regardless of whether or not cameras were rolling?
Like, he's saying, well, that's just a rite of passage. We've all been hit by a car.
Yeah.
You just got your first
he
one,
said,
Tori.
From the temperature-controlled studio.
I remember those days getting hit by cars.
It's so weird.
I'm past that now, though.
Listen to this man dressed as a clown talking here.
Request of Ronald Grimaldi to address council regarding intersectionality and equity issues.
Good morning, Ronald. How are you today?
As a clown, I certainly don't feel underrepresented in local government and law enforcement. It's just that the measures taken to benefit me and people of my motley profession and identity feel unsatisfactory and inconsequential. Since I already know that Mr. Wheeler will take great actions after having listened to my statements, I, as a member of the Clowning Society of America, would like to nominate Mr. Edward Tevis Wheeler for Clown of the Year and immediately instate him as an honorary clown commission. The Clowning Society of America stands with you, Mr. Wheeler. Thank you. I yield the rest of my time.
Wait a minute.
Thank you.
Man dressed as clown says he doesn't feel underrepresented in government. Wait. Before we go to a break, I have to follow that up with the only possible
thing. Here's the thing. I say to my members on a regular basis when we gather in caucus, and as you know, sometimes it's hybrid these days, but anytime we have gathered in caucus, one way or actually virtually or hybrid, I've said to them, under this roof, figuratively or actually, is the greatest collection of intellect, integrity, an imagination for doing the right thing for the American people.
Okay. Alrighty then.
Was a clown talking about intersectionality at the beginning of that? What was happening?
Are you talking about Nancy Pelosi or the actual clown?
The actual clown.
I don't know.
Nancy Pelosi, that was highbrow comedy.
Request of Ronald Grimaldi to address council regarding intersectionality and equity issues.
Good morning, Ronald. How are you today?
Ronald.
As a clown, I certainly don't feel underrepresented in local government and law enforcement.
He made a funny joke.
Nancy Pelosi says that their caucus represents the greatest collection of intellect and integrity. and imagination.
Did you catch my joke?
I did.
Okay, just making sure.
Ryan, it becomes less funny every time you make sure people know what you're joking
well,
about.
Well, you know, the clip played. I just wanted to make sure we all heard that I said there was highbrow comedy.
The people heard.
Okay. As long as the people, capital
each,
T, capital
each
T.
Each time people heard.
Okay, good.
Are you ready for 2 o'clock?
That's a great transition. Just a reminder, you can get this hour on the Odyssey app and rewind and hear any of it too.
Yeah, like his stupid highbrow comment.
That's right. You knew right where I was going with that.
I did. I scooped you.
Yep, good
just
job.
Like you're scooping that Annie's frozen.
Oh my gosh, this is good stuff. Man, it's
strong. Earlier this week, I did a tease, which is where I tell you something that you want to hear so that you keep listening. It's all a ruse, people. You know this. And we went to break, and Ryan's like, that was really good radio that you just did. Like, you were...
No, I said, it's almost as if you're a professional broadcaster.
That is what you said.
Yeah.
I am.
I know.
And you've been on this show for years. It's
inherently
Thanks
funny.
For finally recognizing yeah. that this is how we feed our families. 2 o'clock hour coming up next on a Friday. You know what that means. Hold on tight, folks. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.